This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal toward the end of the 11th lunar revolution, Apollo 16. Still docked at this time. However, by the time the two spacecraft come around the front side of the moon again, the start of the 12th revolution, they will have undocked. That is scheduled for a ground elapsed time of 96:13, about 4 minutes. Correction, 6 minutes prior to first acquisition on orbit number 12. As the spacecraft went around the corner, Duke and Young were conducting the reaction control system hot fire checks aboard Lunar Module Orion. There's been some difficulty in getting the steerable S-band antenna on Orion to perform, particularly to yaw, to the proper settings for providing good communications to Earth. However, for Revolution 13, which is the landing revolution, we will have the 210-foot large communications dish at Goldstone, California, in acquisition of the spacecraft, and all the high bit rate data, voice, and all other forms of communication with Orion can be handled through the Omni antennas, provided we do have the 210-foot antenna. There was some imbalance between reaction control system regulator pressures between systems A and B. That was the reason why the crew was instructed to open the crossfeed to allow some of the propellant from system A to go into the ascent propellant storage tanks. The propellant is not lost in this operation, it merely is transferred to another tank. Also, the crew was instructed to use system A only for the RCS hot fire, also to take some of the load off of the RCS system A. Some 45 minutes away from acquisition in revolution number 12. At LOS, Apollo 16, at an orbit measuring 10.3 by 58.9 nautical miles. And at 95:32 ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.